Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Donna Posey, P-O-Z-Z-I. Donna Posey is a 56-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-1-21 when she fell down a flight of exterior steps. There were 12 steps, and she injured her neck, comma, head, comma, left arm, comma, left leg, comma, and back, period. Put this in parentheses, sheet. Indicates there was a heater on a dolly. She did go to urgent care afterwards. Appreciates further evaluation and treatment, including surgeries on the cervical and lumbar spine. Pitcher continues to receive pain management and sees several different doctors. Period. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Posey alleges she fell down exterior stairs on 6-1-21, causing permanent injuries to her neck, comma, back, comma, head, comma, leg, comma, and arm. Period. We will insert the summary already done after this sentence. She followed up with Dr. Josephson through 11/29/22. Period. His diagnosis by that time was post-laminectomy syndrome in the lumbar region. Period. And then insert summary that we have, followed by physical exam. General appearance: from the outset, she was fidgety and changed positions frequently. Apparently, she sighed, grimaced, and complained of tenderness from the outset. Apparently, she was very vocal about being in pain. She was asked multiple times if she wanted to stopped the exam, but she declined. Perici does state she works part-time for Wawa, 4 hours per day, 3 days per week. Perici gets Social Security disability income. Period. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Extremities, upper, there were multiple tattoos bilaterally. Perici also had multiple tattoos throughout her body and on the lower extremities. Period. Lower extremities, there was non-localizing diminished pinprick sensation in the left lower extremity, but this was intact on the right. The rest of that is normal. Spine, cervical. She actively flexed to 15 degrees, comma, extended to 20 degrees, comma. Side bent right 20 degrees and left of 5 degrees with rotation right, 35 degrees, and left of 30 degrees. Period. And regarding this, I did not identify a surgical scar in this region. Thoracic, there was a midline longitudinal scar in the lower thoracic area measuring 3.5 inches in length, consistent with her spinal cord stimulator electrodes, but she declines. She says she declined having it installed permanently. Period. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with physiologic gait, but nevertheless complained of low back pain. Period. She declined attempting to stand or walk on her toes or squat. Period. She did change positions fluidly. Period. Inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 4 inches in length, consistent with her surgery. But there was also an associated subumbilical transverse scar consistent with the anterior approach for her surgery. Period. Active flexion was a 15 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation full to 45 degrees, comma, side bending right 5 degrees and left to 10 degrees. Period. Seated straight leg raiser maneuver on the left was unable to be performed, but was negative on the right. Period. Supine straight leg raiser maneuver on the right at 30 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. And the rest of that is normal. Impressions on 6-1-21, Donna Posey fell down exterior steps while at work, sustaining multiple injuries. Period. She saw Dr. Brown at Concentra on 6-4-21 and gave a plethora of symptomatic complaints. Period. She was initiated on conservative care, including physical therapy. Period. She was followed closely and remains symptomatic. Period. She did have a cervical spine MRI on 7-8-21, as noted above. Period. She also came into the pain management care of Dr. Josephson. Period. He performed lumbar epidural steroid injections and cervical epidural steroid injections. Period. She also had neurologic evaluation with Dr. Sharitz. Period. A head CAT scan was ordered. Period. She was not yet cleared to return to work from a neurologic standpoint. Period. She did then undergo a CT of the brain, whose report Dr. Sharitz addressed. Period. She also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. O'Brien and others. Period. On 10-15-21, he performed surgery, as noted on page 4 of the summary. Period. She followed up with Dr. O'Brien postoperatively on 10-21-21 with improvement. Period. She also underwent lumbar spine surgery on 12-8-21, as noted on page 5 of this summary. Period. On 1-20-22, she saw Dr. O'Brien for left-sided low back pain after she fell in her home 2 days earlier. Period. She had updated diagnostic studies. Period. She also returned to Dr. Sharitz on 2-28-22. Period. She later underwent neurosurgical evaluation by Dr. Meagher, M-E-A-G-H-E-R, who reviewed her diagnostic studies and course of treatment to date. Period. He opined regarding the cervical spine. She appeared capable of working in a light-duty capacity. Period. However, for the lumbar spine, there were no additional treatment or work restrictions required. Period. On 6-29-22, she underwent another surgery by Dr. O'Brien, as marked on page 9 of the summary. Period. Ms. Posey continued to see Dr. O'Brien and Dr. Josephson well into 2022. Period. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found Ms. Posey was extremely focused on her pain from the outset and continually throughout its end. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the back and interior pelvis. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities, as well as the thoracic spine. Appeared she had an increased kyphotic curve there as well. Period. I did not discern the cervical spine scar, but she obviously had surgery. Appeared there was decreased range of motion about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. She was unwilling to participate in seated straight leg raiser maneuver on the left. Appeared she was given the opportunity to stop the evaluation at any point if she was too uncomfortable, but she declined. Period. New paragraph. There is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck. Period. There is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head, leg, or arm. Period. End.